By remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump rallied supporters in the swing state of Pennsylvania Tuesday as the number of early ballots cast in the contest between him and Democrat Joe Biden passed 35 million, with 2 weeks of voting to go. Trump's trip comes a day before Biden's old boss, former President Barack Obama, is to campaign for the Democratic candidate in Pennsylvania, which will play an important role in deciding who wins the contest on November 3rd. National opinion polls show former Vice President Biden holding a wide lead over Republican Trump, although the contest is closer in swing states that decide elections, including Florida, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania. Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic, which has killed more than 220,000 people here in the U.S. and thrown millions out of work, has taken a toll on his re-election prospects. U.S. government health experts say Hispanics, Blacks, and Asian Americans here in the U.S. have been dying at much higher rates than the coronavirus compared to white Americans. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said in a new report that from late January, when the pandemic first hit U.S. shores from China and Europe, through early October, deaths of white people were about 12% higher than in the same months of the four previous years. But the CDC said deaths of Hispanics in that 2020 timeframe were more than 50% higher than in recent years, with deaths of Blacks up more than 30%, and Asian Americans by more than 36%. The U.S. has recorded more than 220,000 coronavirus deaths to 8.2 million infections, this according to Johns Hopkins University. Via remote, this is VOA News. Soldiers open fire.